Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone. Thank you very much for holding, and welcome to the TivoliTalk IBM Maximo 4.1 Upgrade Enablement Live Q&A session. Just a quick note that today's conference is being recorded, and with that, I'll turn things over to Katie Doyle. Katie, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody. I have just a few comments to make, and then we'll jump right into the presentation. I wanted to introduce myself. I have been working for many years, for good or bad, with upgrades and upgrade programs as they relate to Maximo. So I've essentially taken all of that knowledge that I've gained over the years and started to document it. And this is probably the first time that we've ever really put it into document form so that we knew what all the resources looked like and where they were located. And for that reason, I think we probably should consider this a living document or a living program because it will ongoingly be updated as new information is discovered or new information is written. And as we evolve within the Maximo suite, there may be additional pieces of information like best practices that we add into that program as the product itself evolves. So having said that, also, this particular presentation, this particular training program is focused on Maximo 6, but all of the processes that are outlined here really do apply to future versions of Maximo. And the reason that we focused on Maximo 6 is because of, at the time, that was what most of the information that we had on hand was related to. So we'll be revisiting this over time, as I mentioned, and making sure that everything gels with the Maximo 7 product suite as well. Okay, I'm going to introduce Dave Brauner, who is with us on the call, and as we get to a few more slides down the road here, Dave may want to jump in. But Dave was instrumental in helping me to record one of the sections of this presentation, and it has to do with the demonstration of the utilities that are used to upgrade. So I just wanted to let you know Dave is on the call, and we'll come back to Dave in just a little bit here. I'm going to put myself on full screen mode, and you're welcome to do that. If you've not used Same Time before, in the upper right corner, you'll see a couple of icons there, one that says original size and one that says maximize, and you can just click on maximize and put yourself into full screen mode. I think the quality of the screen is much better. Okay. So you may have heard the purpose of this program really is to provide you with a baseline framework that each of our partners can use to develop their own comprehensive Maximo upgrade program. And I just wanted to point out that the content of this program really addresses specifically the Maximo EAM product suite and not the IT asset management side of the Maximo footprint. I'm sure that many of these processes could be used for the IT product suite, but I don't have expertise in that area, so this was specifically from my knowledge base, which is specific to the EAM product suite. There's a key date for everyone to keep in mind. This program is designed to give you resources and information so you can quickly assemble a strategy for upgrading Maximo 4 clients before the end of support, which is going to take place on the 30th of September this year, so about a month and a half away. That was announced a year ago. Clients have had a year to budget for this, and they understand that their support will end on September 30th, 2008. So we have a number of clients still out there on the Maximo 4 platform, and we'd like nothing more than to get everybody up on at least Maximo 6, and now that Maximo 7 is available, if they're willing to go directly to Maximo 7, that's great. So there is an obvious window of opportunity between now and the end of September, so we hope this program gives you enough information to go on. What I'd like to do today is talk about the training and share a general overview about it rather than take you through the content. Obviously, there's a lot of content, and you'll have a chance to go through that at your own pace. And I'll also point out some of the links and the various document resources that you'll have access to as you make upgrade plans with your Maximo clients. So just to set the stage, I wanted to qualify the information on this slide because it can look a little bit daunting at the outset. But to set some proper expectations, we've determined that over the years, upgrading a client from Maximo 4 to Maximo 6, or even Maximo 5 to Maximo 6, requires a very diverse set of skills on the part of the consultant. And I've put together a list of skills based on discussions with various consultants who have a lot of experience with upgrades, and I'll have to say this list is probably not exhaustive, but it does represent the key skills that most or all of our implementations will utilize at some stage during the upgrade cycle. So I also want to point out that the days when one person could be an expert in all things Maximo is definitely something of the past. It used to be that Maximo 4 really fit neatly into the client-server technology, and the technology was very focused and relatively limited at that time. But as we all know, the speed and the degree to which technology has evolved now shows up in how Maximo is architected, and it's quite different now. So more of the Maximo lining is exposed, and therefore it requires more advanced skill sets to deal with a lot of those complexities. So this list came about from a lot of collective information, upgrading clients, and out of that we tried to document all the possible variables. So things like, for example, certification is key, and the Maximo Core Consultant Week 1 and 2 is key. We wanted to say that, you know, the completion of this training is key because it does outline the process and gives everybody a general roadmap to follow. As far as experience and skills go, we found that certification is not necessarily the end-all for being prepared to do an upgrade. So we would like to have consultants have a minimum of 1 year experience with Maximo 6. And what we found is a consultant coming out of certification is definitely not prepared to do an upgrade. So we'd like to have them have a year or so experience using the product, and then they have enough depth of knowledge to then start to move somebody from an older platform to a new platform. So I'm just going to run through these very quickly. It's very useful for Maximo business process functional analysis skills, understanding what the product does so that they can start to map that to the client's business processes. Advanced SQL skills, and this is not just your basic, we need advanced SQL skills. The knowledge and experience with the MBOs, and that's the Maximo business objects. Understanding of web architecture and service-oriented architecture, SOA. We need the consultants to be web-qualified and fluent in Java, and that's specific to the class extensions, and it's really a programmer-level skill. Obviously, we have lots of training available through IBM that covers all these topics as well. And specifically, just to qualify that, one of the consultants said to me that they need to be able to read a stack trace and to perform mid-level debugging and troubleshooting in SQL and Java. So if you're not sure what that means, that probably means that you have some training and some skill upgrading to do. Also, actuate skills, and we're going forward, as you know, with the BERT report writing technology, so that will also come into play, but if they're going to Maximo 6, it's still the Actuate platform. Integration skills with the MIA, WebSphere and WebLogic fluency, depending on which application server they choose. And remember, a lot of these clients on Maximo 4 have never had to use an application server if they've been using 4 in the typical client server environment. So this could be news to them, so that could be an educational process right there. Maximo 4 fluency is very useful because they're talking a different language. So working with a client who's on Maximo 4 is going to be talking about various aspects of the product, and if you're not familiar with that, you might not know how to move them forward and keep their implementation whole. And then the very last bullet is sort of a wild card, Centura database experience. And Centura, the original database platform with Maximo was Gupta, which was purchased by Centura. I'm assuming Centura is still alive and well somewhere, but that was the last version, Maximo 4.1.1 was the last version that ran on the Centura database. So there could possibly be clients out there running Maximo 4.1.1 on Centura. So they're going to need to make a decision and move off of that database as they move forward and choose SQL Server, Oracle, DB2, whatever. Excuse me. Okay. The other thing I was going to mention before I move on to the next slide, just some words of wisdom on that. Our consultants have told me they know when to bring in a subject matter expert. So along the same lines as what I was describing about not one person being able to cover all of that landscape, they know within their organizations who to call for expertise as they need it. So I think that's an important point. Okay, so upgrading versus migration. I wanted to differentiate between some terms, and as the product is evolving, the process for upgrading clients is evolving, and we really feel like the term upgrade no longer fits. So let me just take you through these two terms, and you can select which other term makes sense in any given situation. But the term upgrade basically means that we're going to employ the IBM-provided utilities to move the database from the old version through each of the system variations in succession. So, for example, if they're going from 4 to 6, they're going to go from 4.1.1 through the 5-2 and eventually end up on 6, and that's for the database part of it. And that requires data cleansing, and that's because the old data framework doesn't match the new anymore, and Maximo 6 and beyond is very unforgiving when it comes to quality of data, so that's a given that data cleansing is going to happen. The downside is that if you were to just force all the data into the new database without cleaning it, you'd be looking through that data forever trying to find out what the problems were, and it's like finding a needle in a haystack. So we recommend doing the cleansing first before you actually migrate or push that data into the new database. So upgrading also requires documentation of all the screen changes, redevelopment of customizations for that new system on the target system, and you might have to do some additional data input at that point. So the upgrade cycles now are not as simple as before. Our technology has advanced, and it might create gaps that require bypassing some of the Maximo releases to get to the new level that they want to be at. So we really need to start reframing our client perceptions. Clients that are on the Maximo 4 platform still think of upgrading as a push-button approach, where they simply run the upgrade script and ta-da, they arrive at the next version and everything is intact. And because there's been such a change in technology, we're talking about two entirely different technologies and platforms, and therefore there's going to be some expectations that need to be set in terms of the process and how that needs to happen. So that takes us to the term migration. A migration is different in that we don't want to go through the succession of 4 to 5 to 6. We're going to start on the target system. We start from the target system and we pull everything to the target system. So as it says here, it starts and takes place on the target system, receiving exported data from the existing environment. So in this case, we're kind of leaving everything behind and saying, here's the new starting point, and this is how the product now works. So this does require data cleansing as well, because that data is coming from an old data format. And it may be imported through upgrade scripts or some other medium. So in the case of very large databases, we might use SQL scripting, and the consultant would write SQL scripts for each of the data elements that are coming over. Also the MIA, the Maximo Enterprise Adapter, can be used for data loading. So that's another option. So there may be some other options that are used, and there are a lot of scenarios around which one might be the most ideal. And that's all covered in the training program. So also we're going to match existing business processes to the new functional capabilities. But again, we're starting on that new system and saying, how does this map to how we do business? So we're not always going back to the past to try to pull everything forward. It's also going to require some additional data input and also potential for modifying the data during the process of data input. So really the upgrade, the old upgrade concept was simple, it was straightforward, and nowadays really and truly going from 4 to 6 is more of a migration. It's starting on the new system and then using that as the beginning point. So if those two terms help to share those with clients to frame expectations, we'd encourage you to start using the term migration whenever it fits. Just a few assumptions. We're kind of moving towards a more granular level here of describing how the upgrades will be carried out, and there's a lot more information in the training on these two. The two approaches that I'm talking about here take us one step closer to the upgrade project plan. So the approach that we recommend really determines the steps and the risks that are involved, and that's going to impact how you're going to scope the work. So again, I've mentioned here we're talking most of the time migration versus upgrade when it comes to 4 to 6. There's too many changes that have happened between those two platforms to just simplify it to an upgrade. So there's a standard approach, and for this, it typically applies to Maximo 5 to 6 or a smaller incremental leap, or Maximo 6 to 7. And just for qualification purposes, and these are not hardcore settings or metrics, but a database size that's somewhere between 5 and 10 gigabytes might be ideal for a standard approach. And in this case, they would have their tolerance for downtime. In other words, when they actually go live on the new system and do the actual upgrade, they might have maybe 5 to 7 days total. And so if they have a tolerance of downtime of 5 to 7 days, they might fit perfectly into the standard upgrade approach. And in the standard upgrade approach, we're probably going to use the standard IBM upgrade scripts. Anything outside of that takes us to what we would consider an alternative approach. These are typically for clients going from 4 to 6 because no longer are we really sticking within that small incremental leap from 5 to 6 or 6 to 7. The database sizes in this case are larger. They're anywhere from 10 gigabytes up, and in fact, we have clients that are upgrading, and they have 130, 150, 180, in fact, one that was 300 gigabytes in size. You're not going to use the standard upgrade scripts to do a database of that size. So that might be the first place you start, is understanding the size of their database, and that could lead you to a decision point of whether it's a standard upgrade approach or an alternative. In the cases where there's an alternative upgrade approach, there's very little tolerance for downtime. These are mission-critical implementations, and so clients say, I don't have 7 days, I don't have 14 days, but to do a database of that size, that's what it's going to take. So the alternative approach includes using some other tools, like SQL scripting, which actually can move data quicker. It also includes maybe running a parallel instance of the new system so that users just switch over in an instant, but the parallel system is collecting data on an ongoing basis, so there isn't that gap where data is suddenly lost. There are a lot of different aspects to the alternative approach, and again, more information in the training. So those are the two general paths that we've identified for upgrading. And just the last qualifier, clients have to be on a current patch level in order to use the scripts. So that also could be a defining factor. The client needs to get onto the latest patch in order to even have hope of using the provided IBM upgrade scripts. So the training is categorized into three recorded modules. The first one is talks about the process, and there's, believe it or not, a lot of background information on the process that will help to, it'll help you create a roadmap for how to carry out an upgrade in a logical point or a logical way. The second recording is about best practices, and I've simply just put, I think there are 13 best practices I've identified. Over the years, we've discovered things that make sense to do in an upgrade cycle, which really do help to keep a smoother cycle in place. And then the third is a demo, and I mentioned Dave Bronner, who's on the call, and Dave did a demo of the tools, and that will be the upgrade script so that you could sort of see what to expect and how that would unfold. So we'll cover process first. Again, this is the big picture, and it's kind of an aerial view. Included within each phase are a few of the sub-processes or the considerations that will probably be incorporated into your overall plan. So in general, we look at upgrading as a three-phased approach. We do the planning, which is the absolute most important phase, and I'll tell you up front, it's probably the one that's often overlooked because nobody wants to spend the time or money doing it. But I'll go into that in just a little more detail in a minute. The second phase is actually the upgrade itself. It's putting the script in place and moving the data and taking the steps necessary to make that shift from an old version to a new version. And then the third phase is post-upgrade migration, which holds a lot of opportunity for ongoing revenue, and I'll spend a little more time on that later as well. So I'm going to start with the assessment briefly. The assessment is the cornerstone for a successful upgrade, and we have learned, unfortunately, the hard way time and time again, because it establishes what exists today from a functional and a business process standpoint, and then helps to map where the client wants to go. And it provides the basis for estimating scope, and that is where services margin is either won or lost. So without good, solid scope of the project, you'll be in there doing a lot of extra work, losing money, and taking a lot of extra time to do the upgrade. So it really makes sense to spend the time up front to assess what's there and review the business process, come up with some solid recommendations, and then have a project plan. And I'll make just a point about the project plan. Typically, what we don't want to happen is for you to do all this work and provide them a project plan and for them to say thank you very much and then to go and shop around. So what I would do is use these as milestones, and the recommendations would be some general recommendations about how to move forward. If they then are qualified and say, yes, we want to work with you, our business partner, then whatever sign-off procedure you have, then turn that into a detailed project plan, which can be the statement of work can be based around. So I know that you all have your own processes for doing that, but that's one of the risks in providing a project plan too early, is that it may just get shopped around and you could have done all that work up front and then lose the business in the end. So just a little piece of advice there based on our experience. So the actual upgrade is the second phase. It's the process, the training program rollout, the system testing, and I would say training is another one of those things that gets tossed out of the last minute for budget reasons, and yet how can you use a new system if the users are not introduced properly to it and given enough time to develop skill sets? It's a recipe for disaster if there isn't training to introduce the users properly to the system. They're the ones that will either use it and adopt it or they won't, and that becomes either a win or a lose for the Maximo implementation itself. So there are a lot of options with training, lots of online options, and various degrees of training, and you can do that by user role, by management, by skill set, whatever the case might be. And then system testing and rollout isn't just a milestone. That's really a project in and of itself. And I've heard anything from, very simplistic, when you come in on Monday morning, you're going to have a new system, to elaborate promotional programs within a company where there's really a momentum building process and each of the users are introduced at various levels and they're brought into the fold along the way, and there's billboard announcements outside the entrance to the facility that says 10 more days and counting down. I mean, there are a lot of ways to do it that helps to establish adoption and acceptability of the new program. So that could be a very elaborate program, or it could be very simplistic, depending on your skills and whatever the client is looking to achieve. And then go live is typically a milestone, but it tends to be more than just a moment in time. It tends to be a process of hours or days when that system is finally switched on. And then post-upgrade migration, project closeout typically happens then when we go back around and say, here are all the things that were completed. That's when all of the deferred activities get planned and scheduled, things that were not on the critical path, that someone along the way said, well, we don't want to upset we don't want to risk our delivery date or our go-live date, so let's push this out and we'll do it afterwards and it won't affect the go-live. So some of those things can then be scheduled. We've also gotten lots of feedback from our own consultants that have offered this advice, and that is that database consolidation or database merging is inevitable in some of the large global implementations. On the Maximo 4 platform, for example, there were no multi-org and multi-site capabilities. So people literally had separate databases to account for different organizational entities or different geographies. And now that Maximo 5 and later has these new capabilities, people are looking to merge. They want to have either a single database instance or something much more contained. That process makes the most sense after all the data has been brought over, because it introduces one more variable which adds tremendous complexity to the upgrade cycle, because you might be looking at trying to reconcile unique work order IDs when there could be multiple or duplicate work order IDs across several databases. So a lot of that takes a great deal of consideration, and so therefore consultants say don't deal with it until you already get on the new platform, then go back and set up a separate project to merge databases. So again, just some word for the wise based on some experiences in the past. Also a chance to expand our asset management footprint. We can go back in and say, well, have you considered this industry solution? Or have you considered Maximo Mobile? That's another extension of the footprint that could be ideal for some clients who weren't thinking of mobile technology, but now that they're on a platform that supports it and has an automatic application waiting there for them, that might be ideal for them to start expanding in that direction. And also custom report development. It could be that was something that might get deferred, but at the end, someone might say, well, we found out that the reports don't quite satisfy management needs, and now we're going to go back and do some analysis of our reporting and do some custom development. And then finally, asset maturity evaluations of the assets as they mature, especially in environments where those assets are very costly to replace. It's an obvious follow-on activity to a Maximo system that tracks the assets, and so going in afterwards to evaluate the maturity of those assets and come up with a game plan for moving forward could be another follow-on activity. And again, Maximo generates the information about those assets, and therefore it makes sense that could be some follow-on opportunity. Okay, on to best practices. So again, the big picture. So we've recorded, there are a total of about 13 best practices, I think I mentioned earlier, and there are some within each phase of the process. And again, this is not a definitive list. I imagine that every one of you has your own best practices that make sense and that you're comfortable with that actually add to the success of any implementation. But as an example, I thought I'd take you through one of them that's covered in the recording. So this one is under planning. So this would be under the very first phase. And one best practice is about designing new hardware infrastructures. And one of the things that we're going to run up against is that Maximo 4 clients may not have planned for the larger hardware footprint that the newer Maximo products require. So they may want to just use everything that they've got and just use existing hardware, and yet it's not going to meet the Maximo 6 requirements. So it's really important at the outset that clients not try to use old systems and load this system, this large Maximo footprint, onto an old infrastructure. It's, again, not going to run smoothly. There are going to be performance issues, and it's going to leave a bad taste in everyone's mouth about the newest Maximo version. So one of the things we have here is a hardware sizing document. This is embedded in this presentation, but you also have that as a link, as one of the materials that's available with the training. So having this discussion right out of the gate about hardware, what's in place, what do we need, and making sure that there are no misunderstandings about what's required for the new Maximo footprint. Also, unlike Maximo 4, Maximo 6 requires multiple servers and application servers and so forth. So the hardware assessment outcome and the documented recommendations are important. So we have the hardware recommendations document here as well. It's a template that you can use and plug in that information. So again, this is all about satisfactory performance and adoption by the end user. So when we skip over this step, or when we let the client sort of dictate what they're going to use for hardware, we're going to end up with some problems down the road, and Maximo support is going to probably take the brunt of it. So I'd encourage you, as a best practice, to just assume that this is part of the plan and go right in with all the information that you need in the recommendations and make sure that client's on board. Okay, the next one is tools. And this is where I wanted to just, again, mention Dave Bronner's on the call. This section is about the tools that are available during an upgrade cycle. And though multiple tools might be used by the consultant in the end, like, for example, writing SQL scripts and so forth, there is a tool provided to the clients when they order their upgrade, and that's called the upgrade utility. And I think we actually also refer to that as upgrade scripts. That's one and the same thing. So there is an upgrade utility for upgrading from Maximo 4 to Maximo 5. There's one from Maximo 5 to Maximo 6, and there's one from Maximo 6 to Maximo 7. We don't have a utility from 4 to 7. We don't have a utility from 4 to 6. So there have to be incremental steps. And this is the downside of a client letting themselves get so far behind. But anyway, I wanted to mention that the tools section, there's not much to tell you about that now. And as you'll watch the demo portion of Dave's tools section, it's really as if you're just looking over Dave's shoulder. It's not a scripted presentation at all. He's just simply running through the scripts as he would use them and identifying various error messages that come up and then sharing with you how he might solve those. And that's a good chance to sort of see what it really looks like in terms of using the upgrade scripts. So I'll leave that to you to view at your own pace. And I believe Dave is available for questions on that. We'll take some questions after this, but also if you have ongoing questions, I'm sure he can try to advise you. As he's a consultant, always engaged in a client engagement, so as he can help, he certainly will, I'm sure. And I wanted to mention next just a clarification of some terms, because our clients get confused, and therefore I wanted to just give everybody a heads up that these words are floating around out there and you might need to clarify them when you're having a discussion with a client about upgrades. So the term upgrade itself, there are three elements actually. There is the upgrade software, which is the new version of Maximo. So if somebody was going to upgrade to Maximo 7.1, if they're current on their annual client support plan, their ACSP, then they would be eligible to receive a new version of the software. So that's the first element. So when someone says, "Where's my upgrade?" they may be referring to their upgrade software. The second is the upgrade utility, which is the script, as I was just describing, and that's what Dave has demoed. So the upgrade utility or script moves the data forward to the next incremental release. And the qualifier here is that it's only the data. It doesn't move the screen customizations. It doesn't move reports. It doesn't move integrations. It doesn't move any customizations at all forward. So it's just the data. So all of those other elements need to be taken into consideration as part of the overall upgrade picture when you're putting your project plan together. And then there's the upgrade process, and that's what this presentation is about, is how to move somebody from an old version of Maximo to a newer version of Maximo. And there are basically two approaches. There's the do-it-yourselfer approach, and to be honest, I would not recommend that for clients on Maximo 4. There are just too many complexities. There may be a very small number, a handful of clients out there that have never customized anything about their Maximo system. And that would mean field labels, that would mean everything, and they're using just plain vanilla Maximo. Honestly, that's probably a very slim chance of that, because we've always promoted how easy it is to customize Maximo to fit your own personal business needs. So I think everybody out there more or less has done some kind of customization. But if there are some relatively vanilla implementations, they might be able to use the upgrade scripts to move themselves from 4 to 5 to 6 to whatever. But probably very few. So the other alternative is by way of contracted services, and that's where you come into play. And this is where we go in and do the assessment and help them understand what's going to happen and what that process looks like and what resources are needed, what skill sets, and then to take them through that process. So there are some clients that believe that their ACSP includes this third bullet, that because they've paid maintenance, that someone's going to come and do their upgrade for them. And really the ACSP, their maintenance, dollars cover a new version of the software and the upgrade utilities, which they can also download to do that upgrade if they want to themselves. So just that clarification, and support takes a number of calls every year where clients are insistent that support take them through the upgrade, and that's not going to happen. That's a services opportunity for you. So I just wanted to make that clear, and you may end up with clients that aren't clear on that, so we'll leave that at that. So finally, on to the upgrade tools and materials checklist. This is what we have available for you. And I don't have links here, but all of the links are available for you. For IBM internal people, it's on the Extreme Leverage site, all of the links for each of these pieces, and as well as the recordings, part 1, 2, and 3. And then also for partners, it's on Partner World. So let me just run through these. Essentially, there's the Maximo under planning, there's the upgrade planning guides, and there are links to the upgrade planning guides. There's an upgrade resource center and support online if you've never visited that site. There's more information that you could possibly ever want posted there, but there are some guides that explain all the nuances of going from Maximo 4 to 6 and Maximo 5 to Maximo 6. I'm not certain if there's a Maximo 6 to 7 one posted yet. If there isn't, I'm sure it will be soon. It's a document that support produces. It's about 2 or 3 inches thick. It's just loaded with information, but it's a great resource to start with if you're trying to understand what that process looks like and all the complexities in it. There's also an upgrade considerations white paper, which takes a lot of the information about the various approaches, and it tries to set the expectations properly for what kind of skill sets the client needs to have, and it really gets down to some detail. It doesn't take anyone through the specific steps, which would be obviously in the upgrade planning guide, but it goes into some level of detail anyway about what they can expect. The general assessment checklist, it's a checklist of all the areas that you would look at if you were going in to do an assessment to make sure that you've got a complete understanding of what's there. And there are also some reporting assessment guidelines. This presentation, meaning the presentation that's the recorded presentation, is available as well if you'd like to have access to any of those slides. Sometimes it helps to use some of those slides to discuss a certain topic with your client. There's an upgrading to Maximo 6 data sheet, which is designed to be it's like a brochure, it's a two-pager, and it's relatively high level, but if you're just starting the discussion about upgrading, it might be a place to start, and it starts to get everybody thinking about the same things and using the same terminology. Then there's the upgrade assessment template. This is a lengthy document. It's a Word template that basically gives you a checklist. It's more than just a checklist, it's literally sections of all the areas that you're going to look at and where you're going to record information about that implementation. And then you can turn that into the recommendations document, and there's a template for that as well. So all of your findings would then be recorded in the recommendations template, and you would make your recommendations based on what they need to do. And then there's also project plan template, which is a Microsoft project template. And that's, if you happen to use Microsoft Project, it's a great way to just take that template and start adding in the detail, and that can be something you can use as a way of scoping your statement of work. Under phase 2, There's the upgrade utility itself, and then there's documentation. And the current, this is not correct. This was correct as of a couple of months ago, but the current release is now 7.1 for the upgrade utility. The release number for the Maximo 6 upgrade utility is 6.5.1, and don't be confused by the fact that they don't match the Maximo number. So just to reiterate, the upgrade utility version number for the Maximo 6.2.2 or whatever release is actually 6.5.1. And then there's also an upgrade utility for Maximo 7.1. There's also the upgrade script recorded simulation, which is what we just described that Dave did. And there are some training links as well if you're looking to put together a training plan. And then in the post-upgrade and migration section, there are some links to some industry solutions data sheets. And also you'll find all the other links to other pieces of literature, such as Maximo Mobile and whatnot, also already there in Partner World and Extreme Leverage. So once you're there, you'll have a chance to look around. And then any kind of TAMIT, that would be Asset Management for IT Literature Links, if that's the direction in which they want to expand their Maximo footprint. So there's a lot of information, and I encourage you to go out there and take a look and work through it. And as you have any questions, feel free to either call me or Dave, or we'll find someone that can respond to you. And before we go on to questions and answers, I wanted to mention one thing. The recordings are done in Camtasia, and the quality of the Camtasia recordings is not great unless you're using their codec. And I'm told that many of the IBM laptops already have the codec on it. Mine did not, so I don't know if I ended up with a later footprint or not. So this is the link to go to Camtasia and download the latest codec, and it basically is just a little agent that then when you view those recordings, the quality will be much better. It'll be as if you're looking at the original PowerPoint slide. If you don't use that codec, you're liable to see lots of sketchy information, and it'll be difficult to read. So I encourage you to download that, and that's the link for that. Okay, I think we're finally at a place where I can be quiet and open it up for any questions that anyone has.
Thanks very much. At this time, if anybody has any questions, simply press star 1 on your telephone keypad, and you'll be placed right into the queue. Make sure, if you would, that your mute button is not engaged before you signal. So if you have any questions, star 1 now, please. No questions at the moment. Again, though, it is star 1 if you have any questions.
Katie, did you say that the links were going to be to all those templates and things were going to be available?
Yes. Some of the templates are actually documents, like Word documents or Word templates and PowerPoint presentations, and those actual what am I thinking of? It's like a little icon. Those will actually be posted in one of those areas. And then the links where those documents exist elsewhere will take them to those locations. So there's a combination of document attachments and links that are posted in both areas.
And we have a question online. This is from Kumar Rampura.
Hi. With regard to the planning phase on the assessment, are customers doing a pre-assessment even before they start planning their migration or upgrade projects?
You know, that's a good question. I think many of them, some are trying to do a lot of their homework up front. In fact, they have access to the upgrade planning guides, so sometimes a client will go up and download it, read it, and then they will engage with their business partner to say, okay, now we're ready to talk. And then in other cases, I think clients really have no idea of what it entails, and they're looking for you to take them right from the very beginning all the way through. So I have a feeling there's a mixture of both. That may be a good place to start, is to recommend to a client that they download one of these documents and start to do a little bit of homework before you actually meet with them. I think that's probably up to you, unless you want to take it all the way from soup to nuts from beginning to end.
There's a misconception out in the world, whether it came through Pulse or user groups or whatever, that the upgrade from 4 to 6 or 7 is simply a slip in the CD and turn it on kind of, you know, automated process. And that's something that needs to be overcome through this upgrade assessment, because most customers haven't a clue of the complexity that's involved in moving from 4 to 6.
Anything further, Mr. Emperor?
Do the customers, is there a link or a website page where customers can go to get more information and upgrade on their own? Because I know business partners have it, but is there a place for the customers to go and get information?
Yes, it's on support online, and I don't have the exact link in front of me. I could get that for you, but it's basically when a client goes on to the support, it'll prompt them for their serial number and their password, and they'll get on, and it's called the Maximo Upgrade Resource Center, and it's just everything that I've actually provided the business partners is there available for clients as well. So it's all there, including the upgrade planning guides.
And, yeah, it would be very helpful if I can get access because a few customers have asked me that.
Okay, I'll send you. I'm assuming that your email address will be part of the.
Or else I can send you an email, and if you can send me that, that's
okay.
That's
and my email address is kdoyle1.
Okay.
There's two K Doyles, so if you make sure to add the one, you'll get me.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
And again, just a reminder, it is *1 if you have any questions, please. And to this point, no one else has signaled.
Okay. Well, I think we'll leave it at that. And as people, it may be that some have not actually had a chance to digest the information and watch the recordings and whatnot, so I imagine they'll have questions later. So if you do, feel free to just send them my way, and we'll get answers to you as soon as possible. Tom, did you have anything else today to add?
Actually, Tom had to drop off just
okay.
a while ago.
How about Mary?
No, thank you very much, Katie. I think you did a great job.
All right, well, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for coming today, and good luck with those upgrades.
I'm sorry, Dave, did you have something else?
No, I'm through. Thank you.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining. That will conclude the conference call. Again, have a good day.